来了几次就学会了，就是你们这边一诗歌完毕就把，不，播完毕就把讲员请上来。
So I've learned that after you go through the communion, you will ask the speaker to come up.
所以讲员没有机会再等待，只能就被叫上来。
So the speaker cannot wait anymore, and then he comes up.
今天我要讲的题目啊
，The topic for today.
啊，如果 project 没有出来的话，哦，这么慢啊，好吧，那就看圣经。我可以看出来 ，OK。这题目我讲过好几次，在不同的地方。
I've talked about this topic many different times in different places.
我知道这边比较年轻一点啊。
I know we have a younger crowd here.
所以就把它变成年轻人一点的题目来。
So let me turn it into a younger message.
对，我这边不用打光了，不用看到，就看题目啊。
You don't really need to see.
那可以往前面坐，哇，我还要录影啊，录音就好了。天哪，来这里还要录音，还要录音。OK， 我们看挪亚的日子第一段的经文，你 click 就 click。第一段的经文在希伯来书，我们一起来念，我们一起来。很抱歉啊，读英文的来不及翻成英文，下一次吧。
Hebrews 11 verse 7。
你们要看着英文的部分，我们一起念来。挪亚因着信。既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受那从信。这是第一段的经文，你看哈，我有一点点哇，这么快，有一个 underline， 就是那世代哈，那个世代，那个 generation， 那个 time， 那个 world。
The that generation, that time was underlined over there on the passage.
讲到一段时间的时候，一段时间，那个世界。
It talked about the time of the world at that during those days.
本来已经很紧张了，这麦克风搞得更紧张。来
，I was already nervous. Now I'm more nervous.
我们有点祷告啊。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你给我们这段时间。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this time.
我们知道你的话语都带着能力。
We know that your word has power.
你的话语里面也能够教导我们。
There's also teaching in your words.
求你在我们这一群年轻人当中兴起你自己的见证。
We ask you to have witness, to bear witness, raise up witnesses in this young crowd.
就让我们今天所讲的题目从挪亚的身上，主啊，你圣灵帮助我们。
So that your Holy Spirit may help us through the story of Noah.
你知道讲的人是何等的软弱。
You know how weak the speaker is.
我们听的，我们可能在你面前，我们实在需要主你用圣灵来引导他们。
And we truly need your the guidance from your Holy Spirit for the listeners as well.
不因着人的讲的人软弱，把你的话语给遮盖起来。
So that your words are not covered by the weakness of the speaker.
我们把这段时间仰望在你的面前，听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We lift up this time in front of you. Hear our prayers in Lord Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
这里讲希伯来书，在那里讲挪亚因着信，因着他信神。
Over here is they talked about that Noah by faith.
神就指示他做了一件事情。
And God directed him to do a thing.
那这件事情是他没看过的事情。
And this thing is something that he has never seen before.
因着没有启示他，他还动了敬畏的心。
And he had a heart with godly fear. He had fear of the Lord.
然后就造了一个方舟。
And he made an ark.
使他们全家能够得救。
So that his whole family can be saved.
就定了那个世代的罪。
So that time, that day was condemned.
然后他自己也承受那从信而来的义。
And he, according to faith, that he became the heir of righteousness.
这里哪几件事情他可能没看到？
There are several things that probably was not seen by him.
我想最重要的那件事情就是审判的事情。
I think the most important thing was about condemnation.
那个世代是有罪。
That time, that world had sin.
而且神告诉他一件事，他要审判这个地。
And that God told them that he will judge the earth.
我们再看下一段的经文，在马太福音24:37。
The next passage is in Matthew
24:37-39。
Verse 37-39。
我们一起来念，好不好？一起来。挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水照样喝下，直到挪亚进方舟的那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也要这样。这是主耶稣讲的一句话。
This is something that the Lord Jesus said.
他讲到挪亚的日子。
He talked about the day of Noah.
跟他自己来比喻。
And that represented himself.
你知道主用挪亚的日子跟主来来一起比较哦。
So God compared to the days of Noah to compare with the second coming of him.
因为主要来了。
Because the Lord is about to come.
他那个时代来的时代跟挪亚的日子非常的接近。
Those days were very closely related to the days of Noah.
我很喜欢这边讲，他人照样吃喝嫁娶啊。
I really like this saying as men were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
我们每一个人都吃与喝嘛，对不对
？Every one of us we eat and drink.
年轻人你们就说我还没有嫁跟娶，对不对
？Especially for younger people, you'll say that I haven't married yet.
吃与喝高不高兴啊
？Are you happy? Is it a joyful event to drink and eat?
不喜欢对不对？不会啦。再难吃的东西，不是你做的，还是很高兴的、啊、吃了。
No matter how bad the food tastes, it's still okay, pretty good.
所以大家人家都觉得这段时间吃与喝嫁跟娶是应该很高兴的时候。
So people always think that when you eat and drink, you get married, it's a very joyful occasion, joyous occasion.
我跟你讲，你困难的时候吃不吃喝？
When you are in difficult times, do you eat and drink?
更吃更喝，对不对
？You eat even more.
苦的日子还是要过，吃喝呢要快快乐乐吃。
In difficult times, you will live those difficult times, but yet you still have to eat and drink.
所以有苦的时候。说不定吃更多了。
So when you are in difficult times, you will probably eat and drink more.
对不对？日子过得这么苦，难得吃嘛，多吃一点。
Because the days are difficult, so why not eat and drink more?
不知道下一顿在哪里。
Because you don't know where the next meal will be.
嫁跟娶是不是高兴的时候才做呢
？So it, yes,
yes, okay. 所以结婚的时候都很高兴，对不对
？So when you get married, it's supposed to be very, very. You're happy, right?
我爸爸说，第二次世界八年抗战，好多人结婚呢。
My dad said during the time when we fought the Japanese, many people got married.
他们说苦难的是快结婚，不然这个人生都没享受到。
They said that let's marry in difficult times, otherwise we will not have enjoyed anything in our life.
顺境有人的结婚。逆境也有人结婚。
So in smooth times, in good times, there are people getting married. In bad times, there are also people.
所以这里已经包含了人照样吃喝，不管是什么时代，他们一直做那件事情。
So no matter what generation you're in, men have always done this.
生活都照样做。
That you live your daily life.
在这段时间，突然你看洪水来了。
In these days, all of a sudden a flood came.
审判来了
，judgment came，
把他们冲掉
，that they're all washed away，
被洪水冲光了哈
，they're washed away， wiped clean by the flood。
再看下一段经文，在彼得前书一章啊，不，彼得前书3:20。
The next passage is in First Peter chapter 3:20。
这也讲到一个时代，那个时候。
This also talked about an age。
那个时代也跟挪亚的日子完全一样的时代。
And those days are also exactly the same as the days of Noah.
来，我们一起来念呐、啊，
Let's、
一起来念。
Together.
来，就是从前那在挪亚预备方舟、神容忍等待的时候，不信从的人，当时进入方舟，借着水得救的不多，只有八个人。再一段，再一个，彼得后书
，Second Peter。
2:5。
Chapter 2.
这两节连在一起读比较有味道。
Let's read these two passages together.
我们现在念彼得后书二章五节，来，一起来。神也没有宽容上古的时代，曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保护传义道的挪亚一家八口。这里讲到那段时间做了哪些事情。
It talked about in those days, what was done during those days.
神容忍等待，哈，神容忍的等待。
That God awaited with patience.
等啊。
He waited.
为什么等？因为挪亚在预备方舟，他在等。
Why did he wait? Because Noah is preparing the ark.
所以挪亚的日子，神在等待啊。
So during the days of Noah, he was waiting.
那在等待的时候，你有没有发觉他这边加了一句话？他没有宽容那世代啊，曾叫挪那个洪水临到那不敬虔的世代啊，然后呢，却保护挪亚这个人在干什么？传义道哈。
So he over here it talked about he was not lenient to those ages and but he was protecting Noah.
那个世代叫做什么世代？叫做不敬虔的世代。
And those age it was called that age was called the ungodly.
这几段的经文就把挪亚这个日子哈，把它大概画出一个很清楚的图画来。我把它sum up一下啊，你看下一张图啊。
So this illustrated a very clear picture of the days of Noah.
所以挪亚的日子是什么？罪的世代哈。第一个是罪的世代。
So the days of Noah represented the days of sin.
然后第二个时间就是吃喝嫁娶的日子。
Also represented the days of marriage and eating and drinking.
再来嘞。神在容忍等待的时候
，and also represented the days that God was awaiting in His patience.
再来一个，那不敬虔的时代
，and an ungodly age.
我要问你一个问题，再下一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
这日子与我们这世代有什么不同
？So what is the difference between those days and our days now?
我问我们那边年轻人
，I ask our younger brother and sister。
我说挪亚的那个时代跟我们现在有什么不同
？I ask what's the difference between the days of Noah and our days today？
他们说好多东西啊。
They said there are many things。
他说他们那时候没有 internet， 没有手机，没有 tablet。
At that time, they didn't have internet, mobile phones, or tablet。
他们说他那时候没有圣经。
They didn't have Bible at that time。
No， 我跟他们讲。我说，如果你这样比较，只是在物质上的东西不同。
I said to them, if you compare it this way, it's only on material things they're different.
其实挪亚那时代，那个背景跟我们这世代像得不得了。
In actuality, the background between the days of Noah and today is very, very similar.
谁是挪亚
？Who's Noah？
我们下一张图，谁是挪亚
？Next picture, next slide.
我们来看挪亚是谁。
Let's take a look at who Noah is.
对，我还有一个年轻人跟我讲，你知道吗？挪亚那时代人活得很久。
And another youth told me at that time, people in Noah's age, they all live very long.
你看挪亚的时候，你要回到一点创世纪去哈。
When you read about the story Noah, you have to go back to Genesis.
挪亚在创世纪五章二十八节那里开始讲挪亚一生的故事。
In Genesis chapter 5, verse 28, started to talk about Noah.
如果你有圣经，你可以翻到五章，五章二十八节开始。
If you have Bible, you can turn to Genesis 5, chapter.
神用挪亚的日子来跟他比较。
28. God used the days of Noah to compare with himself.
所以我们对挪亚应该了解一下这个人是什么人。
So we should know a little bit about Noah, who he is.
我说过啊，那个时代啊，我们那个年轻人讲，哇，那时候人活得真老哎。
That youth told me people lived till long ages.
他讲真老哈，就是说
really old，
因为他一看这里人都活个七八百岁，他说哇，那人真老。
Because they saw all the people at that time lived till 700-800 years old, so said. Wow, they're pretty old.
他说怎么可能那时候人能够活那么久呢？
He said, how is it possible that men can live that long?
那有一次他们跑到西雅图一个那个森林里面去看一些什么红杉木，对不对？
So one time they went to Seattle and took a look at the red oak.
一种 oak， 它都上千年哈，百年千年，很老的木头。
Yeah, there are thousands of years old.
但是那些树看起来一点都不老哦。
But those trees, they don't look old.
而且很漂亮啊。
And they're very beautiful.
那我就说我也不能想象人活得那么老，那么久哈。你应该叫他老吗？哦，不知道。
I don't know whether for people who live that long, you should call them old.
那你知道如果读五章二十八节啊，挪亚他是拉麦的儿子哈。
Noah was the son of Lamech.
他182岁生挪亚。
Lamech, when he was 182 years old, he had a son called Noah.
你放心，我们现在这个世代，你活到182岁，你不可能生孩子了。
Don't worry about it. If you live till 182, you won't have a son.
有一段时间，我看这段圣经，我看到31节，他说拉麦活了777岁就死了，他活了700多岁啊。
So in verse 31, it said Lamech lived 777 years.
啊，这实在也很难以相信，人可以活那么老。
It's pretty unbelievable.
不过，如果你把人哈的年纪把它摊在一个水平尺上，就是这样。打开哈。
So if you lay out the age of men on a measuring stick,
182岁哈。
182 years old.
我帮助你怎么看这段经文？你把那个拿掉一个零呢
？If you take out a zero,
你就感觉不怎么样。
You will feel that it's nothing.
主原谅我这样看他的话哈。
Please forgive me.
因为让我们接受这段圣经，你看，如果拉麦活了77岁，他18岁生孩子，没什么了不起的。
If you see that Lamech, if he lived 77 years old and he had a son at 18, that's really no big deal.
神以后问我们，可能不是问我们这件事情做多久，是在你的生命当中这个 proportion 多大。
Maybe God later on will not ask us.How long have you been doing it? But instead, what proportion was it in your life?
拉麦这个名字很特别哈。
Lamech was a very interesting.
就是挪亚的老爸哈。
He was the dad's father of Noah.
他的拉麦的名字是就是很强壮。
That name meant that he was very strong.
非常强壮的人活到777岁。
A very strong man that lived till 777.
按比例原则，如果活到77岁，他18岁生挪亚。
So, or to from our principle, can say that he lived till 77 years old. He had a son when he was 18.
忙啊！
He was
很强壮的一个人。
He was very strong.
生了一个孩子。
He had a son.
孩子叫做挪亚。
The son was called Noah.
那挪亚叫做什么呢
？So what did Noah mean?
挪亚是拉麦的安慰跟安息。挪亚这个字就是安慰跟安息。
Noah meant comforting and rest.
就是你很努力的工作，很工作，就生了这个儿子，一生出来。
It means that you labored for your life, and now you had this son.
看到这挪亚出来啊，心里得了安慰。
And you see this son being born, and you are comforted.
因为他知道拉麦很清楚，因为这个地是受了神的咒诅。他每天辛勤的工作。
Because Lamech knew that the land was cursed, earth was cursed by God, and he had to labor every day.
做儿子们的，在这里做的哈，你是不是你父亲的安慰啊
？For sons sitting here, are you the comfort of your dad? I hope.
Okay. 你是不是你父亲的安慰啊
？Are you the comfort of your dad?
还是安息啊
？Or they see rest in you?
Joshua, 你带孩子，那个孩子是你的安慰安息吗
？Joshua is your daughter your rest and comfort?
还是他半夜起来叫你
？Or she wakes you up?
小孩子很少生下来一看，哇，这是我安慰安息。
Not very often when you see a baby and you say, "This is my rest."
孩子生出来大概就哎呦，希望你晚上 不要吵我。
After the baby is born, you will often say, I hope you don't annoy me.
多吃多喝多睡，不要吵我。
You can eat a lot, drink a lot, sleep a lot, just don't bother me.
结果都是少吃少睡，吵死我。
And it's always they don't eat and drink a lot.
一个孩子能够成为父亲的安慰。
So for a kid, a child to become the comfort of the for the parents.
我们两个都有很大的 improve 的空间的。
Yeah, we all have very a big room for improvement.
以后你有孩子就知道了。
If you have kids later on, you'll know.
这个挪亚是他的父亲的安慰。
Noah was the comfort of his dad for his.
那挪亚的一生就从这里开始了。
So that the life of Noah began.
挪亚生了三个儿子。
Noah had three sons.
三个儿子哦。
He had three sons.
我的天哪。
Oh, wow.
好有勇气啊，三个儿子。
How courageous, three sons.
你们这些男孩子，你们有兄弟吗？
Do you have brothers in your family?
从小跟他长大。
That you grew up with him together?
你爱他，他爱你。
You love him, he loves you.
真的吗？
Is it really?
没打过架。
You've never fought before.
没抢过东西。
Never struggle for anything.
以前抢玩具。
Before you wanted to, you fought for toys.
我们那时代是抢玩具。
In our ages, we fought for toys.
现在抢手机。
Now you fight for your cell phones.
或抢那个叫什么？那个小小的那个东西。
Or what?PSP?
I don't know. 反正小那些，我每次都搞不清楚他们抢什么。
Yeah, some.
抢完就打。
And you fight afterwards.
自己家里抢不完，抢隔壁家的。
If you cannot fight with your brother, you will fight with others.
挪亚他，如果我们知道他活了到九百多岁哈。
Noah, we all know that he lived till
950岁。
950 years old.
如果你去一个零哈，你这样看，95岁。
If you take out a zero in the end, he lived till 95 years old.
他五十岁生了三个宝贝。
When he was 50, he had three children.
那三个儿子。
Three sons.
所以你看他年纪也蛮大生的。
So you see, he...
按他那个比例原则。
So according to proportion, he had these sons when he was pretty old.
生了孩子，三个儿子应该，一个 family man 应该很满意了吧。
So being a family man, he should be satisfied for having three sons.
然后这时候挪亚的一生，他讲了一句话。
So now Noah spoke of a word of his for his life.
在耶和华眼前蒙了救恩。
That he had bear blessing in front of the Lord.
这是圣经第一次讲到蒙恩啊，这个用这个恩典这个恩啊。
This is the first time that it talked about.Grace.
门的恩典。
It talked about grace.
挪亚门的恩典。
Noah
门的恩典。在耶和华面前门的恩典。
Had Jehovah had grace upon Noah.
正好。
How wonderful.
你什么时候蒙恩的？
When was the time that you had?
希望你不是像挪亚那么晚哈。
I hope that you didn't have it.
你早早的蒙恩呐。
I hope that you can have this grace earlier on.
蒙恩之后怎么样呢？再来。
What happened later?
他是一个义人。
He was a righteous man.
在当时的世代是一个完全人。
He was a perfect man at that time.
在当时的世代。
In those days.
那挪亚呢就与神能够同行。
So Noah walked, was able to walk.
这个蒙恩的人。
This person who was blessed by grace.
他成为一个义人。
He became a righteous man.
而且是一个当时世代的完全人。
And he was a perfect man of his age.
然后呢他能够与神同行。
And he was able to walk with God.
然后不止到这里。
And not only, we didn't stop here.
精彩的来了。
This is where the exciting part.
我们读挪亚都会读到这一段。神要他用戈斐木造一个方舟。
OK, God wanted him to build an ark using
cedar wood.
Cedar wood.
我也搞不清楚那是什么木头。
Cedar wood.
然后神所吩咐他的，他都照样的行。
So he obeyed God. Whatever God commanded him to do, he obeyed.
那我再下一张哈。
Oh, God. Sorry, gopher wood.
嗯。结果呢？你知道挪亚用了100年的时间就做这个方舟。
So Noah used 100 years to build this ark.
你看啊，方舟是什么样子呢？
What did the ark look like?
我是读 engineer 的哈，就是读工程的。
I studied engineering.
所以我每次看圣经，看到这些长啊、高啊，这个我就很有兴趣。
So I was very interested every time when I read these dimensional things.
因为有些人读到这里就说：“哇，我的天哪，这些我都不懂啊！”就 skip 掉了。
So some people when they read this, they couldn't understand it, so they skip it.
圣经在这里有讲到他怎么盖方舟。
So the Bible described how the ark was to be built.
用100年的时间来盖。
To use 100 years to build.
我相信挪亚他不知道他需要花100年时间盖。
I believe that in the beginning Noah did not know that it required 100 years.
他就开始盖嘛。
He started building.
然后神就告诉他要把所有地上的活物都要放到这方舟里面。
So God said you have to get all the living things into this ark.
挪亚就开始盖。还有没有下一章啊？
So he started building.
他用了100年的时间，将近100年的时间就开始盖这个方舟。
He used close to 100 years to build this ark.
今天人类在地上的建筑啊，现在我们有史书记载哈，造100年以上的不多哈。
So mankind, in the history of mankind, there are not that many buildings that took 100 years to build.
有哈，有哈。
There's some.
但是挪亚家他三个儿子，四个人 build 的不多啊。
But not too many were built by only 4 people.
大概没有。
Probably none.
要盖100年。
And it was built, it took 100 years.
所以我就常常在这一段经文上就思想，我就有时候讲那个故事给小朋友听哈。
So I often ponder upon this passage. I told this to little kids.
那为了提醒这些孩子，这个方舟可不可爱，就有时候就用了一些图片。
I wanted to remind them that 可不可爱
？Lovable.
Oh, how lovable.
因为你有时候讲啊，小孩子就不想听嘛。
Oh, because a lot of time I wanted to show them that this ark was pretty lovable. And
所以你刚刚看，用那个木头这样盖长宽高，然后呢放3层盖，然后门开旁边，然后这样，然后方舟就出来了。你觉得这个方舟有什么问题
What problems do you see with this ark?
读圣经人的人一看这个方舟就，哎，我的天哪，怎么变这个样子，对不对？
For people who study, for Bible scholars, they often, or for people who study the Bible.
如果你不读圣经的话，哇，方舟真漂亮。
They will see what kind of ark is.
哇，好几个洞，窗户。
For people who don't read the Bible, they will say, "Oh, look at the windows."
不错吧？你看那个，还不错，有。希望我以后能够在上面的舱。
Probably I want a compartment in.
有时候我们弟兄姐妹听人家解释圣经，我常常就觉得这个方舟就给我很大的启示。
Sometimes when I listen to others talking about the Bible, I see that the ark has great revelation.
因为我们刚才读的那样嘛，哈，就开始解释神的话。
Because when we read it, and now Then we try to explain God's words.
那我们知道一解释出来，这个方舟这样画成这个样，跟神的话差多远。
And we know that after you try to explain it, how different it is against the
spirit. 所以我们知道这个图画其实是错的，但是会让人家有点胃口。哦，方舟这么漂亮。
So we know that this is a wrong depiction.
然后比例也不对。
It's in the wrong proportion.
因为中国人都喜欢方舟嘛，哈，舟就是船的意思。
Because Chinese people love to represent it as a boat, a ship.
那我们知道方舟其实不是船的意思。
We know that the ark did not mean that it's a ship or boat.
它就是一个方的盒子。
It's a squarely It's a rectangular box.
你有没有想过，挪亚那时候也没有电钻电锯啊，全部手工哎。
And you know that they didn't have electrical drills. They are all it's manually built.
怎么可能 build 这么 smooth？
How can it be built on the surface? How can it be so smooth?
我们家车库都比比他不 smooth， 他做的真 smooth。
My garage door is rougher than this.
所以圣经要看哦。
So you really have to study the
有时候人家讲的，你要真的去看圣经。
Sometimes when people try to explain the Bible, you really have to delve into it.
那下一张你觉得这正不正确
？So the next one is accurate.
这个很有名的一个图画哦。
This is a very famous picture.
他把那个世代这种画的把它画出来。
It drew out all the living things of the day.
你们坐后面哦，你告诉我有几个羊。
So, for people sitting in the back, can you tell me how many sheep were there?
几只？很厉害哦。
There were seven sheep, a herd of seven.
为什么不是八只，不是九只啊？
Why isn't it eight or nine?
他故意画七只嘛，对不对？
So it was purposely seven.
你知道那七的意思吧？很属灵啊。然后呢，你看看那个后面的这些动物怎么进方舟啊？
So all the animals in the back, how do they enter into the ark?
怎么进去的？排队，对不对
？They lined up.
你如果注意看哦，狮子前面很多好吃的东西啊。
If you can see the
那狮子乖乖的走啊。
There's a lot of food for the lion, but he behaved and walked along.
你看，肩并肩啊。
And they walk shoulder to shoulder.
还同手同脚，不是同手同脚，还有这个齐步的。
And they had, they were in unison.
我跟你讲啊，你如果看到这挪亚在上面，你相信这群人会不相信他们要进方舟吗
？So you see Noah over here. Do you believe? Do these people do they believe that they are not going to enter it?
你看啊，这个图画其实很有意思。你看这边还有一个讲台啊。
So you see, there's a podium.
There.
And Noah was preaching. And his sons were behind him. All these people gathered. And there are seven sheep. It seems all right.
对，没有错，是很吸引的一个故事的题材。
Right, this is a very attractive material.
但是跟实际其实是差很远的。
But compared with reality, it's very, very far.
你如果读圣经的话。
If you don't read the Bible,
你读圣经的话，你就知道不是这个样子。
If you study the Bible, then you know it's not.
我们知道挪亚在那里传神的救恩。
We know that Noah was preaching about salvation, God's salvation.
结果最后只有七个人信得住。
But at last, only seven people believed in God.
我相信那时候人都不要听的。
I believe that at that time, no one wanted to listen.
可能挪亚的口才真的不好吧。
Maybe Noah wasn't good at speaking.
我常常看这个图画的时候，我就哇，这不得了，这不得了。你知道为什么不得了吗
？So I saw. I often look at this picture in awe. Do you know why it's so magnificent?
我们做过 engineer 的哈。
For those of you who's been an engineer,
你知道那个。那一块平板台要上这个方舟，你知道要多大的力道吗
？Do you know how great of a strength you need in order to lay that board from the ground all the way to the entrance？
他说那不是三四个人可以做出来的。
It's not something that can be built by three or four people.
那个力矩哈，那个 torch， 那个 balance， 那个 beam 的 support， 他说 impossible。
It's impossible physically for.
所以你知道这个虽然图画很美啊。
So even though the picture looks very good.
所以圣经要看哈。
So you really have to.
再来一张，再来一张，更好玩。
The next one.
什么是方舟
？What is an ark?
你跟我讲这个图画有什么问题
？Tell me what's wrong with this picture.
啊？有人说这个因为那个方舟里面很闷嘛。
Some people say it is very. The air is.Very stuffed.
所以呢，怎么样？
So
动物就跑出来，怎么样？呼吸，对不对？
So the animals came out to have some fresh air.
搬那个 那个叫什么？长颈鹿跟大象跑到最前面。
So you see giraffes and elephants.
然后那个两只红鸟在上面飞。
And you see two birds flying above.
你今天坐后面就看不到，你看那外面还挂了两只鸟在外面。
And you see there are two more birds on the side of the yard.
方舟是这个样子吗
？Is this the ark?
你知道它这个图有一个好处，就是它那个背景那个海哦，看起来。有点恐怖哦。
So, there's one good thing about this picture. The sea looked very intimidating.
讲到那审判，那很可怕的那个样子。
It talked about how terrifying judgment is.
我比较年轻的时候，我有机会跟我认识的人去夜钓哈，就晚上出去夜钓，后来都不去了。
When I was younger, I went to night fishing.
Night fishing.那我们那一次去就是有不好的经历。
I had a very bad experience.
为什么呢？因为那个晚上哈，我们出去的时候，后来没有想到下大雨。
Because that night, there was a storm.
然后那个就有点风。
And there was a little bit of wind.
然后你在那个船上面，你心情就很害怕。
So you are terrified on the boat.
那个海水是又黑又暗。
The ocean was dark.
你知道，在晚上在船上面很暗的晚上，哇，那是很可怕的经历啊。
You know, it's very terrifying to be on a boat out in the ocean in a very dark night.
审判比那还可怕。
Judgment is even more terrifying.
后来之后我就不喜欢去夜钓了。
So after that, I didn't like to go night fishing anymore.
你知道，方舟这个图画里面讲到那个气氛。
You know, in this picture, it talked about the atmosphere at that time.
然后我们再来一张。
Next picture.
这里这个弟兄他把方舟放成三层，他去想啊，想说，哎，这三层是怎么盖
？So in this picture, a brother talked about, he tried to illustrate the three levels of the ark. How do you build it?
哎，坐过 cruise ship 的举手。
Has anyone been on cruise ship?
有去坐 cruise ship 吗？对不对？你喜欢坐哪里？
Where do you like to stay at?
哎，最底下对不对
？The lowest level.
还不如到我们家地下室去做故事是吧？和故事的没有人喜欢做最底下的，对不对
？You don't like to be on the bottommost level.
但是方舟有三个层次。
But the ark has three levels.
有很多的属灵在解释，但是我就是让大家看一看，你知道挪亚一百年他很忙哦。
So Noah was really busy in these 100 years.
一百年，神教他做一件事情。
God told him, taught him to do one thing.
把方舟预备好。
That to prepare the ark.
挪亚就根据神的话开始做方舟。
So Noah started building the ark according to God's words.
要用神的话来做。
So he built it according to God's words.
再来一张，再来一张。我最喜欢这张。
This is my favorite picture.
你知道这是什么东西吗
？Do you know what that is?
你知道方舟有多大吗？啊，你看不到，起来看没有关系啊。
You know how big an ark is?
我是坐747来的 ，Jumbo Jet.
I flew here by Jumbo Jet.
你们坐747的知道吗？哈，747大不大
？You all know the Boeing 747. Is it big?
它是按比例画的。
This is drawing proportion.
方舟大不大
？Is an ark big?
很大。
It's huge.
那他喜欢开个玩笑，就画只恐龙在上面，你知道
He also drew a dinosaur there.
儿子、女儿，不，爸爸的儿子。
A father and son dinosaur.
你看到那个比例了吧
？So you see the proportion.
好大、啊。
It's huge.
神用一百年的时间给挪亚做这件事情。
So, God gave Noah 100 years to.
然后他有三个儿子跟他一起来干。
And he had 3 sons to build it along with him.
我常常讲，我这么大的工程啊。
I often think such a big project.
可能挪亚没有时间到外面去讲道。
Probably Noah didn't have time to preach outside.
可能真的没时间啊。
Probably he didn't have time.
哇，事情太大了。
This is such a huge project.
我认识一个弟兄，他车库坏了。
I know of a brother, his garage was broken.
在我们教会聚会的一个弟兄。
He attends our church.
我认识他的时候是七年前，他车库坏了，那个门就没有修。
His garage door was broken 7 years ago.
然后到现在还没有修好。
It's still not repaired till today.
你知道要做事情要安排自己时间，要盖这么大的方舟。
To build such a large ark.
诺亚忙不忙啊？
Is Noah busy?
诺亚非常的忙。
He was very busy.
他在地上的日子每天忙忙碌碌的。
So every day he was busy.
有人说这个方舟像什么？
Some people said, what this ark looked like.
你觉得像什么？
What do you think it looks like?
你觉得像什么？
What do you think it looks like?
不要不好意思讲，对吗？有人讲了，很像棺材嘛，对不对
？It looks like a coffin.
对不对
？It looks like a coffin.
有一位解经的弟兄说，一比六哈，就是宽跟长一比六，在那个时代人的高度跟宽度就是棺材。
A brother for a Bible exposition actually talked about this is exactly the proportion of a coffin.
这很有意思的。
It's very interesting.
我们好像就在一个棺材进入死亡里面。
It's as if we are building a coffin entering into death.
但是那个死亡，神里面有救恩，可以让我们脱离极大的死亡。
But in this death, God has salvation so we can escape death.
我们再看啊，挪亚经过了方舟，经过了洪水。洪水之后呢？挪亚的一生怎么样
？So Noah, after he went through the flood, experienced through the flood, what happened in his life?
一百年的方舟盖完了，他进入洪水。洪水出来之后，挪亚有三件事。
So after 100 years of building the ark, he entered into the flood. After flood receded, there are three things.
对，挪亚这一生就结束了。
His life ended.
他从方舟出来的时候，神跟他立了一个约。
After he came out of the ark, God established a covenant with him.
这个约是很有名的一个约，叫做彩虹之约，对不对
？This is a very famous covenant called the covenant of the rainbow.
就是你看到彩虹的时候，你今天还能看到彩虹。
So when you see a rainbow.So today you can still see rainbows.
基督徒看到彩虹的时候，就想到挪亚的跟神所立的约。
For Christians, when we see rainbows, it reminds us of this covenant.
因为神告诉挪亚，我不再用洪水来毁灭你们。
Because God told Noah that I will no longer destroy you using flood.
有个彩虹在那里，成为我们的约定。
There is a rainbow that became the covenant, the symbol of the covenant.
那挪亚后来改行，不做木匠，开始做农夫。
And later on, Noah became a farmer.
我常常讲，这一段第二段好像是他退休的生活。
So the second phase, it seems like it's his retired life.
我有点也想要这样。
somehow I want to be like.
但是不要赤着身。
But I don't want to be naked.
然后不要喝醉酒。
And I don't want to be drunk.
你知道挪亚是一个正常人。
You know Noah is a normal man.
一个平常的人。
A very ordinary man.
因为他经历这么大的一件事情后，他还是不小心不讨神的喜悦了。
Because after he experienced such a significant event, he mistakenly did this.
然后他又活了350年。
And he lived for 350 years more.
他活了950岁就死了。
And he lived 950 years and then.
时间差不多，我们看看最后几个问题吧。
Let's look at a couple of questions.
我问你一下，年轻人们。
Let me ask you, younger brothers.
每个弟兄姐妹。
Every brother and sister.
你希望你一生怎么过呢
？How do you wish to live your life.
你看完挪亚的这一个日子。
After you read about the days of Noah.
你希望造个方舟。
You wish to build the ark.
愿意的举手。
Those who are willing, please raise your hand.
大概没有人嘛，哈。
Probably not probably none.
但是呢，方舟是神要他做的啊。
But ark was something that God wanted him to.
你可能一生不用 build 个方舟。
Maybe you don't need to build an ark.
但是说不定神会要你做一件事情。
But probably God wants to do some, wants you to do something.
而且这件事很重要的一件事。
And this is a very important.
这件事可以你全家可以得救的事。
And this thing, is related to your whole family being saved.
而且这个事情是这是藏不住的啊。
And this is something that cannot be hidden.
你知道方舟非常的大哈。
You know, ark is very big.
我们以前小时候看偷看小说，就藏在底下看，对不对？
When in our times, when I want to read novels in secret, I can just hide in my bed.
但是你知道，神有时候要你做一些事，没有办法藏起来的。
But you know, sometimes God wants you to do something that cannot be hidden.
譬如说，你去聚会，对不对？
For example, when you go and have fellowship,
你不会从后门溜出去聚会的，对不对？
You will not go out from your back door.
你跟你的同学讲，我礼拜天不能去 party, 我要去教会。
When you talk to your, when you tell your friends that I cannot go partying because I need to go to church.
神一生会叫你做一件事情，持守这件事情。
In your life, God will tell you to do one thing.
你希望你的一生怎么过？有没有下一个？
So the next.
这个。有没有人想要做这个？
Which, do you want to be a farmer to have a vineyard or to be drunk and to be naked in your tent?
再来，还有没有？你想要做什么？
What else would you like to do? That you after you live couple certain number.
你活了 N 年以后就死了。
That you live certain till certain age and you died.
那以前我们那个孩子说，那你 N 要一个 definition。
So you, some people said, told me you need a definition for n.
啊，我就说 n 就是大于零吧。
So n is something is greater than zero.
那挪亚之后，神把人的时间定在120岁。
So after the days of Noah, God limited man's age to 120 years old.
所以现在在地上还有一些人活在那个120岁附近。
So some people today they live around that.
你想就在神的眼光，你就活了 N 年就死了吗
？You do you want to be in God's eyes, in God's sight that you that He will say you live for a certain number of years and you died？
还有没有？再来一个。你希不希望你在神的眼光蒙恩
？Would you like to have grace from God in front of His eyes？
再来。你需不需要希望跟神来立约
？Or would you like to establish a covenant with God？
哦，不要立彩虹约了，那太大了，对不对？给全人类看的。
The covenant of the rainbow is too big. So
立一个小小的约。
Maybe we'll have a small covenant.
信了主，我那时候跟神立了个小小的约。我那时候
，When I first came to accept God, I established a small.Covenant with God.
其实那个约也很大。那时候，那信主，刚信主那年轻的时候，不知道自己在讲什么。
I didn't know what I was talking about.
我在受浸的时候跟神讲啊。
So during the baptism, I said to God.
我就跟神讲哦，主啊，你要救我嘛，对不对
？I said to him, "So you're going to save me."
我实在很感谢你啊。
Truly thank you.
我飞了老远来这里被你救。
I came here from so far away to be saved by you.
今天要受浸了。
And today is my baptism.
这个约是我的盼望哈，盼望这样的这个约。
This covenant represents my hope.
就是我一生哈，为你做见证，希望你保持我，让帮你做见证。
Is that throughout my whole life, I want to bear testimony for you throughout my whole life.
虽然是那个时候觉得这约好像不怎么样，后来发现这约好大、啊。
At that time, I didn't know how significant this covenant was, but later I discovered this is so big, such a big covenant.
早早跟神立个约吧。
Have a covenant with God early.
可能有些约你还不清楚那个约的，你到底能够做多少
？Probably you don't understand how much you can do through this covenant.
但是。你愿意有一个跟神立约的心
，But if you have a heart that's willing to have a covenant with God，
再来一个吧。
Next，
哇，这难了、啊。还好当初没有立这个约。
So you will obey everything that God tells you to do.
你盼不盼望这样呢？凡神所吩咐的，都照样的去行。
Do you hope for such a thing that you will obey everything that God tells you to do?
快时间没了，再来一个。
Next，
是个义人，在当时就我们这时候，做一个完全人。与神同行。
That you will become a righteous man and to become a perfect man.
你希不希望你的一生这样过，还是最后一个
？Do you wish to live like this or lastly？
就是我们这一生哦，三长两短，三长两短，三长两短，然后 SOS SOS SOS， 每天他们。你不懂我的意思。OK, great.
Got you.
就是我们每天 panic.
So every day it says save our ship.
我们不知道怎么办。
Yeah, every day we don't know what's happened, what's going on.
救我，救我，救我。
Please save me.
救我，救我，救我。
Please save me.
你一生就是这样子。
And this is like your whole life.
三长两短，三长两短，就是完全不知道哇，就活得不像活的，死又死不掉。
Every day you don't live as if you're living.And you cannot die either.
盼望挪亚这段日子哈，这个信息帮助我们。
How we pray that this message can teach us, can help us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
求你用你自己的话语来牧养我们。
How we hope that you can teach us through your words.
求圣灵在这里光照我们每一个人。
And Holy Spirit shine upon us.
不管我们在地上的年日有多久。
No matter how long we have in this world.
让我们都成为你手中的工作。
Let us become a project in your hands.
然后能够在基督里面被完全。
So that we can be perfected in Christ.
让我们成为一个蒙恩的人。
And that we can have grace from you.
让我们的手中有你所托付的工作
，and that we have works that are sent by you，
帮助我们在这个弯曲悖谬的时代做完全人。
Help us that we can be a perfect man in this corrupted world，
帮助我们能够活在你的面前。
And help us that we may live in front of you。
我们求你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We ask you to listen to our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray.